From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The beginning of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fourth term was met with lots of opposition Saturday as protesters filled the streets of Moscow and 90 other Russian cities. Joining the protesters was widely known opposition leader Alexei Navalny. VOA's Charles Maines reports.
The protests were organized in cities across Russia by opposition leader Alexei Navalny as a symbol of defiance. Rallying under the slogan, "He is not a czar to us," protesters took digs at President Vladimir Putin's continued hold on power just 2 days before the Russian leader is set to take the oath of office for another six-year term. In Moscow's downtown Pushkin Square, thousands of Russians chanted, "Putin is a thief," and "Down with the Tsar." Navalny himself saw little of Saturday's protests. He was taken away by police just minutes after he arrived at the square and was later charged with inciting an unauthorized rally. Charles Maines, VOA News, Moscow.
Iran's president said Sunday if the U.S. withdraws from the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers that Washington would regret that decision. Hassan Rouhani said in a televised address, "If the United States leaves a nuclear agreement, you will soon see they will regret it like never before." Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani, the new face of the President Trump's legal team, spoke with reporters in Washington about a number of issues, including the Iran nuclear deal.
He first has to decide what he wants to do with the agreement. Seems to me there are three choices, right? One that I don't like, continue it. Second one, renegotiate it. Or number three, throw it out, get the sanctions back, and then see if they don't come to on their knees again like they did last time.
The former New York City mayor and presidential candidate said he continues to support regime change in Iran. This is VOA News. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island remain on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing more evacuations. The Associated Press reports at least five homes have been destroyed by lava shooting out of openings in the ground. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory warned Saturday that smoke from burning houses and burning asphalt is a health concern and should be avoided. There have been no reports of deaths or injuries. Officials warned Friday that they have detected high levels of sulfur gas in the air. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim says evacuees in the county will get more than basic shelter during a volcano eruption that has forced them to leave their homes.
"We're going
to
feed these people instead of the standard shelter beyond provisions. I mean, all of these evacuees have enough to worry about without thinking about where to get food and cook and all those things. The county will provide with Red Cross meals for these evacuees."
Sputtering lava, molten rock, and toxic gases continue to plague area neighborhoods following Friday's magnitude 6.9 earthquake, the island's largest tremor in more than 40 years. Another 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit the island earlier Friday, and authorities said they expect more seismic activity. Voters in Lebanon are going to the polls Sunday for their first parliamentary election in 9 years. Security concerns postponed the vote several times. The main competition is between the Western-backed coalition of the Prime Minister Saad Hariri's Future Movement Party and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group. 86 women are running for seats in Lebanon's 128-member parliament. That is equally divided between Muslims and Christians. Security forces have been deployed to polling stations for Sunday's elections. An official tally is expected to take several days. Justify, the favorite three-year-old horse going into Saturday's Kentucky Derby, won the two-kilometer race on a rain-soaked track. Justify held off Audible and Good Magic in the final stretch of the race. The 144th annual Kentucky Derby was held Saturday at Churchill Downs. It is the legendary thoroughbred racetrack in the southeastern U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky. The race is the first leg of the Triple Crown. Those are three races for three-year-old horses. Following the Kentucky Derby are the Preakness Stakes on May 19th and the Belmont Stakes on June 9th. The Kentucky Derby, often described as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. Again, 2 kilometers or 10 furlongs in length. A horse is required to be victorious in all three races in order to capture the Triple Crown. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.